From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's TJ Leverett.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Today is Thursday, June 18th, 2026, in downtown Rochester, 54. Conditional bail yesterday was set at $50,000 for the man arrested after a five-hour armed standoff at the Valhalla Condos in Northwest Rochester last week. 79-year-old Michael Lawrence Larson is charged with one count of felony terroristic threats. He was accused of threatening to shoot himself and others. The criminal complaint says he refused to exit his home and that Rochester police eventually forced their way into his residence to arrest him after de-escalation attempts and the deployment of a less-than-lethal means to subdue him failed. The court document says officers found a loaded handgun inside of the apartment. The Rochester Public Schools Board has approved its budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which begins July 1st. The $483 million budget includes $8.3 million in spending reductions associated with declining enrollment and rising operational costs. The spending pullback will result in 27 job cuts through retirements, attrition, and what school district leaders describe as selective eliminations. The board also approved next year's calendar that incorporates an additional holiday on May 5th of 2028, which coincides with the Muslim holiday Eid al-Adha. Pine Island Mayor David Frisey is resigning from office. A letter submitted to the Pine Island City Council indicates his resignation took effect on Monday. He had been in office since 2020 and is leaving before the completion of his third term. The Pine Island City Council will appoint a mayor to serve the remainder of the term. The mayor's resignation comes amid an ongoing legal battle over an effort to develop a Google data center in Pine Island. The development was put on hold last month by a Goodhue County judge. Twins had the day off yesterday. They'll go for a sweep of the Texas Rangers today. Coverage begins at 1 o'clock this afternoon here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. For more news, download and check out the free KROC News app or visit krocnews.com. Time now.